What else is out there is this. No more Columbus statues in Chicago as of today, because the last one in the city of Chicago was removed overnight. So last week, last Friday, they removed the one in Grant Park. They removed the one in Little Italy. City officials did. And now the 92nd and Exchange one just came down. First, last week when this all happened, I thought this was Mayor Lightfoot's Migs Field moment. Like, you know, just the middle of the night takedown of this sort of thing, like sort of when Daley bulldozed Migs Field. But I don't think that that's exactly what this is. This is about safety, and they received word that people were heading out to defend the statue amidst protesters who were going to try to topple it, and they decided it's just too dangerous to leave these out here right now, and that there needs to be a public discussion, a public forum about whether or not they should stay up or they should come down and what should happen. The mayor says promises to lead that discussion. But the third one and the last one went down last night. The alderman there had pledged to remove it. She wanted it to come down. And let's talk to the, I know Italian Americans have been very outspoken about the need to keep these up and that these belong. It's, you know, they should be in these communities. They want to see the statues up. And let's talk to Lissa Druss. She's with the Joint Civic Committee on Italian Americans. Lissa, thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Anna. You know, you hit the nail right on the head. There is nothing more important than the safety of all Chicagoans and Chicago police officers. And while our Italian American community is hurt, and we did not and do not and will not want to see these stay down permanently or come down, we understand that this is a thing that we have to do right now, but we've been working with the mayor closely months ago. She has been supportive of Columbus Day, the Columbus statues. We understand why they had to come down, but she's also told us that this is temporary, and we are holding her to it.
Yeah, and so, I mean, I guess what happens next is an important thing. I think my point all along has been that I didn't think a handful of protesters should decide that it would come down, that this should be part of a debate that involves the people in that ward, the people in the city as well. And it seems as if the mayor's on board with, or suggesting that she wants that sort of dialogue to happen. You know, so we've had several people on the show on this in the past, and they're just saying, no, these are just examples of, you know, genocide of Native peoples, and that Chris Columbus is not someone they want to see in their communities. You've heard those voices before, and you've addressed them before, but if you will, just remind us what your response has been in the Italian American community.
There should be and needs to be a healthy debate about numerous historical figures. But the number one thing is these are historical figures, and what Columbus means, the Italian-American community, are the contributions and the hardness of coming over, the contributions of what the Italians have donated to our American culture. And he was a strong person of faith, that we are also. And it's what it means to the Italian-Americans. What we want to do is we want to teach the history of Christopher Columbus as best as we can. And the mayor even said that these statues should be left up to teach history. We've even reached out to the American Indian Council to conjointly write the history of Columbus, inscribe it on a wall, and erect a wall at Arrigo Park, where the other statue was, so that people can read the history of Columbus from both sides. But unfortunately, we've never heard back from them, and we just want to use this as a teaching moment. We don't want to see it go away, and we will not see it go away.
So I know that the one in Little Italy in particular has been the source of a lot of emotion. I saw there was a local judge, I think, who was trying to defend it himself. He was very angry that protesters were trying to take it down. I've heard of immigrants in the Italian community who have raised money for some of these statues, and the one that was they just took down temporarily last night has been there for 100 years, over 100 years. And I want to ask you about those, the one in particular in Little Italy. Lissa, can you hang on just a second here, and we'll get back to it in just a moment. Lissa Druss is with the Italian American, the Civic Committee for Italian Americans, and she's going to be talking to us more about this. If you have thoughts about it, as this discussion sort of is taking place as we speak in Chicago and will for the coming weeks, if you have thoughts about it, let us know, 312-981-7200. Talking about the final Columbus statue has been taken down in the city of Chicago. It's all temporary. The mayor says that this is a safety thing, that she wanted to start a discussion and a dialogue about whether or not they should come up and where. You have the alderman in the 92nd and Exchange area there. She wanted it to come down, and she was talking to the mayor regularly about trying to do that. That one just came down yesterday. The other two, Grant Park and Little Italy, removed a week ago. It's a temporary relocation, according to the mayor, part of an effort to prevent individuals from pulling down statues in a dangerous way. So it's created unsafe situations for protesters and police. We saw 49 police officers injured out there at when fireworks were thrown and that kind of thing. We saw protesters injured out there at that clash when they were trying to take down that one in Grant Park recently. And so now they're sort of saying, hey, we need our police resources elsewhere. We need to have this discussion. But while we're having that discussion, the statues come down. 312-981-7200 is our number. We're talking with Lissa Druss of the Joint Civic Committee of Italian Americans. And I think the one in Little Italy, that one seemed to really resonate because I saw Italian Americans trying to defend it and were very emotional and about doing that, Lissa. And I just wonder that one, is that one more symbolic in any way or important in any way to the Italian American community?
Well, it's really important to say that when you're defending, you're losing. We are explaining why Columbus means to the Italian American community of what it does. And we want to explain about history. And it's not just Columbus, it's other statues that are in question. But it's important that we all learn from this. And everyone has a right to believe in what they believe in, think what they think, speak what they want. Now, obviously, that's where we live. But for the Italian Americans, This is a symbol that of our culture that we gave to America when we came over. It's a bunch of different symbols to us, and we want to honor that and continue to honor that. And many people have said, "Well, why can't you honor Mother Cabrini or anyone else?" Those are all valid people, but Columbus means so much to Chicago. We had the Columbian Exposition. You know, the third star on the Chicago flag represents the Columbian Exposition. And the statue that was removed on the south side also represents a part of the Columbian Exposition. So this is our history. This is who we are. We can't change history. We want to understand it. We want to educate. We want to have it grow. And that goes for a lot of different people and a lot of different historical figures as well.
That, you know, you just answered the question of a listener. 815, why not honor Da Vinci or Michelangelo? Cabrini, you said there are many other Italian figures to get behind of and be proud of besides Columbus. I suppose that's all who we know committed atrocities is what the opinion is there. So what, you know, listen, this is the kinds of things that are going to be part of the debate. Would the Italian American Committee be okay or the community be okay with substitution, or you really would like to see all three of the Columbus statues come back?
Two things perfectly clear. We want to honor Christopher Columbus, and we also want to celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day, which is by state law celebrated in September every year. The Italian American community looks forward to celebrating both. We believe both are important, and we want to celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day with the Indigenous people, and we want to celebrate Columbus Day as well.
630, Lissa Druss, I had a play date with you when I was in kindergarten. This is Perry Lopardo, by the way. So Perry says hi. I just want to tell you that. I also want to hear from Mike on this. Go ahead, Mike. You're on WGN. Way into the conversation. What's on your mind?
Thank you for taking my call. And I totally agree with your guest. I just, you know, a lifelong resident of Illinois. I don't live in Chicago, but I live right on the border. And, you know, it's my wife and I used to, because our kids are older now, my wife and I used to like to come down to the city and, you know, and enjoy it. There's so many nice attractions. I think it's like a world-class city. But I just think that things have gone so far south as far as taking down these monuments, the protests. And just to give you an idea, I have a daughter that's that has friends in Canada that my daughter visited, mm-hmm. and their parents will not allow them to come and visit my daughter because they think she lives like because she's from Chicago. I mean, that's how bad things have gotten. I think the mayor capitulated to these. I don't call them protesters. I call them rioters, but that's my opinion. So,
well, I think that the ones who are violent and have decided, I mean, look, pulling down a ginormous 2-ton statue in the middle of Grant Park when they're surrounded by police and protesters doesn't seem like a safe thing to do, I think, in anybody's book. And that's one of the things. You know, your point has been one that even aldermen have said of the mayor, that she was appeasing the mob rule, that she was, you know, sort of bending to that
exactly.
action. And I think initially I might have felt that way too. Now I'm sort of wondering, is the safety argument does feel pretty compelling. If you're going to have you know, a clash with police and protesters. Now you're going to have a clash with people trying to defend it or try to stop it from being taken down. I just, you know, I wonder, you know, is this what police?
I understand. I understand where you're coming from, but it's just that, you know, if you give an inch and they'll take a mile, and it'll get worse and worse, and before you know it, they'll be dictating everything to us. And I just think, you know, somebody's got to put a stop to it. Yeah. That's just my opinion.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate you giving us your opinion. Thanks for listening to WGN. Listen, you just heard that. I mean, you know, people are on your side on this, too, and they're really they're concerned about where this ends and how do you review each and every historical figure, every monument. That's what the mayor says she's going to do. We're going to look at all the monuments all the way across the city, and we're going to have discussions about them and try to decide what to do moving forward.
You know, and it's also important to point out that this is a debate not only in Chicago but across the country.
Yeah.
And we've seen professors all up and down the East Coast also say, not just isolated to Columbus but other statues in question, that these should be teaching moments. We should learn from this and not necessarily tear them down because that's the quote-unquote popular thing at the time to do. We should all be teaching and learning and explaining. And that's, I go back to our offer to write the history of Columbus with the Indigenous Peoples community, erect it, inscribe it in a wall, as if you're going to a national park and you pull out and you read what you're looking at, so that people can learn from it. Seeing a statue with just a plaque underneath it doesn't tell as much as writing a history of both sides, and that's what we want to do. We want people to learn from this. We want people to form their own opinions, but the Italian-American community is hurt. We understand why they came down. But we also know that this is temporary.
Yeah, and how temporary is it? I mean, do you have any sort of timeline? Did you guys, you folks in the community, get any sort of feeling about how long this will be before there's, you know, there's movement on this or some kind of discussion? And how that'll, and what'll happen? Is it going to be like a Facebook open, a live event? Or, I mean, how are they going to do this to make sure that they hear enough voices to weigh in on this?
Anna, if you and I could predict the future, you and I wouldn't be doing this right now.
No, I'm just asking if she's reached out to you personally. I mean, you know, you represent a lot of people, Italian Americans.
The Joint Civic Committee of Italian Americans has enjoyed an open dialogue with the mayor's office throughout this entire process, months before this even happened, even with Columbus Day and CPS, which, by the way, we are still questioning how they usurped Columbus Day. That's not dead yet. But the mayor's decision is the mayor's decision, and from the intel that we also have from law enforcement, it's an issue of Chicagoans being safe and our police officers being safe. And if this is one thing that we have to do right now that is temporary, it's a no-brainer. But we won't settle for them permanently being down.
You mentioned the Indigenous Peoples Day. I know CPS decided to change it from Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples Day.
I prefer to say usurp it.
Usurp it, because apparently they didn't get all that many people to weigh in. They just sort of announced it. It was sort of a surprise when that happened. And a lot of folks had said, well, wait a minute, can't you do both? Can't you have an Indigenous Peoples Day and a Columbus Day and make it a teaching moment to teach kids about what each of those represent? Your suggestion?
To clarify, we are specifically challenging how they went about this. It was not on a public agenda. There was no public comment. It just happened. And we have been asking both the Chicago Board of Education and also Illinois State Board of Education how this happened. We are not done with this yet. We want to celebrate both holidays, Indigenous Peoples Day, which is a state law, and Columbus Day. They are both important.
Yeah. It's interesting because that debate had been going on for a while before CPS decided to make that move. I guess I didn't realize it was as sudden as you said, because there was no public comment, no sort of contact with Italian American groups or anybody, right? That's what you're saying?
No one. It wasn't on the agenda item. It just happened. And then they sent out a press release about it.
And then what is the state's view and the city's view on that? I think the mayor had said that she's going to keep it, right? The Columbus Day, she doesn't have any discussion.
No, she hasn't. No, she is not. To the best of my knowledge, our knowledge, she has not said anything about CPS's usurping of Columbus Day. That is still a challenge that we are facing and mounting and bringing forward to Chicago Board of Education.
Okay, so are you going to put some more pressure on the city to get the statues back up and to make this happen quickly, rather than be tabled for sort of an indefinite period of time?
We are We are constantly talking with the mayor's office, Alderman Fazzato, Alderman Napolitano, Alderman Talafiaro, Burnett, Lopez, Villegas, Thompson, forgive me because I'm forgetting some that I know are incredible, Burnett. Mm-hmm. We have incredible support between city council, between our coalition, that includes the Jewish committee, community, the Polish committee, the Hispanic community, the Filipino community, the Irish community. We have a coalition that is stronger than anything, because not only are Italians being looked at in this, who's next? Who can be next? What ethnicity, what group, what organization can be next?
So we're seeing
everyone is standing behind us on this.
Yeah, and I understand you've always reached out in the Italian-American community to others and asked everyone to participate in the Columbus Day Parade, including Indigenous peoples and Native Americans. You've tried to be very inclusive about those kinds of decisions.
They marched with us in the parade as frequently as early as 10 years ago. It is something that we are very inclusive of Columbus Day. We have one of the most widely represented parades of all ethnicities in the country.
Listen, I'm just seeing this on the text line. A lot of people saying that, you know, once those statues come down, you're never going to get them back again. You're fooling yourself if you think otherwise. From what I'm hearing from you, you don't believe that's true. It looks like you have the support of some aldermen who will ensure that you have a voice here moving forward.
We are no wilting daisies.
I know that about you. I definitely know that about you. Well, I hope you.
Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, Lissa. Thanks for calling in the show. That's Lissa Druss. She's with the Joint Civic Community of Italian Americans, and she is a very strong person. I admire that about her.